Adi.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're so good. Now, if you were asking about people that were at something at church, you know, some kind of a church function or something, and you wanted to know everybody that was there, you'd say, well, who? If you were asking somebody, and you were asking about the various people that are there, and you say,
who are they? Uh-huh. Where are they from? Uh-huh. Or something.
And if there was a group of children, and you just saw them with one man and one woman, but yet you knew that they belonged to several different families, and those people couldn't have
all the children.
And if you wanted to know who these children belonged to, you'd say, well, who?
Whose children are these?
Mm-hmm. And now, if nobody else will look out for them, you say they got to look out for
themselves.
And if nobody else will do it for him, he better do it
for himself.
Mm-hmm. And now, like if a little boy was talking about his teacher getting on to him, he might say, now, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do that.
And if somebody apologized to you for breaking some old
something,
but if it was something that you had that really didn't wasn't very good and you didn't care, you'd say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like a little child might be crying sometime, and you'd say, why are you crying? And he'd say, well, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
no candy.
And now, if you saw a little boy on the street and he acted kind of like he was afraid of you, and you might tell him you were not going to hurt him by saying, now don't cry,
I ain't going to hurt
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, now if a person let his farm get all run down and just doesn't seem to care, and you might say, well, I don't know, but he just...
How is
it? Well, if there's some man like if a person let their house just get really...
Run down,
you'd say,
he's just one of those kind of don't care about anything.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, now, if the door was opening and you didn't want it open, you'd tell somebody to go and...
close the door.
Mm-hmm. And somebody that took their car into town every day, they might say, well, every day I took my car
into town.
Mm-hmm. And the way you got there, you'd say, I
drove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you'd say, now as for me, I've never
had the car to drive.
Mm-hmm. And I have never
driven the car.
Mm-hmm. I know you won't believe this, but we're getting close to the end. Now, if you met somebody about, I guess, 11 o'clock, let's say, in the daytime, how would you greet them? You'd say, good
morning.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, after noon, you'd say,
good afternoon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then after supper, you might say,
good night.
Mm-hmm. And, what do you call the part of day just before supper?
Mid-evening.
Mid-evening, uh-huh. And then after supper, you call that part of the day?
Night.
And now, if a person had to get up and start working, just as the sun comes into sight,